And that was Martha Reeves and the Vandells dancing in the streets. And we're back in the studio live here for the KRFY Morning Show. And Chris, you had something to
Well,
say?
I just wanted to get your feedback on the jingle. That's our morning show entry into the jingle contest.
You
that we're
wrote
having
that?
I wrote the words.
Who sang it?
Who do you think? Where do we get this kind of stuff these days? That's AI.
No kidding. Yeah. I never would have thought that because I don't pay attention to AI.
Yeah, well, it's kind of remarkable, actually. You put in a bunch of prompts, and you know, I kind of described the type of music I wanted it to have, and I gave it the words, and that's what it came up with. And it
pretty good.
Yeah, I think you won. I like the whistling. I don't know if I've won. I don't know who's judging this thing, but anyways, that's our entry. And on along those lines here, so we're doing some special shows this week for our membership drive. And if you're listening this morning and you haven't donated to KRFY, we invite you to do that because your donations are what keep us on the air. Donations in any amount make you a KRFY member. You get on our newsletter list, you can do a donation if you go to krfy.org, and you'll see a donate button there. Also, there is a phone you can call, and that's 208-265-2992. Right now, we don't have anybody on the phone, but if you leave a message and you want to donate over the phone, we'll call you back and get that. Hey, there's a phone call. Appreciate that.
Whose phone was that?
Mine.
Yeah. Not sure. Okay.
We have guests right. in the studio.
We do. Why don't you introduce our guests?
Okay. Our guests are not used to being on the radio. Mute the phone. Mute the phone, Pete.
So who are we hearing in the background? We have Jorg Reger.
Close enough.
You say it, Jorg.
Jorn Reger.
Jorn Reger.
But I like
not
it more. I might go with Jorg.
Okay.
I'm switching my name to Jorg starting today.
Yeah. He's the owner and founder of Skyrite Roofing and Gutters. And then we have Pete Hicks, who is, I'm calling you the program manager, but.
Yeah, I think my official title is business development, but program manager is also good.
Okay.
That sounds like what he'd be at the radio show. You'd be the program manager. Yeah.
And before we go too far, thank you. Thank you so much. You're the newest underwriters here at KRFY. And as we explained earlier today, underwriters are the vital and essential component of the three-legged stool that keeps a community radio, independent, commercial-free community radio station alive, well, and here for 15 years in our community, not only in our community, but streaming nationally or anywhere in the world, really. Mm-hmm. And so thank you so much for joining the team.
You're welcome.
Nice to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Well, Skyrite is relatively new in the community, or...
5 years.
Five years? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Skyrite itself.
Tell us your story.
Oh, man.
Owner and founder.
You got to start with your first day on a roof.
Okay. Let's see if we can make this long story short. I graduated high school, did not want to get a job very well. My dad got me hooked up with a friend who ran a roofing company, and then 17-year-old me got tied to a chimney day one on a roof in the snow. And
in Canada, windy,
very cold, very wet. Not a phenomenal first day, but over the next few months, I fell in love with roofing, didn't love the guys I was working with, went out on my own. And then, many years later, after marrying my wife, who's here from Sandpoint Bonner's Ferry, I moved down here with her and our kids, and we started back up. We started under the name Summit Exteriors, so that's why, and that's still actually our LLC name, but that's why people kind of think we're newer, because we went from Summit Exteriors, and we kind of hid in a shoebox on North Division. And then last year, January, so about a year and a bit, we've now done a doing business as Skyrite Roofing and Gutters.
Did you grow up in Bonner's Ferry?
I did not. No. My wife did.
Okay.
Yeah, my wife did. But I was born in Germany, and then I grew up many of my years in Canada before moving down here.
How did you wind up here?
Man, my wife had an uncle who lived in the town that I lived in, and we met at a Bible study through some mutual friends, and It was love at first sight for me. Not quite so much for her, but it was. It took me a little while, but I convinced her that she did like me as well. And then we got married, and we wanted to come down to the States. And the process to get a spouse into the country is quite easy comparatively. So we made the progress. And through COVID, we started before COVID hit, and then COVID went through the whole thing and delayed a bunch of it. A couple of years later, we were able to move down here, and now we've been living here 6 years.
Okay, cool.
How hard was it to start a business kind of as you started Skyrite Roofing and Gutters?
I guess it depends on what you define as hard. I would say it's a lot of it's very easy. Like, just you got to go get your LLC and all that stuff, and you can pay the couple hundred dollars and do it all online, and it's pretty easy. Getting the business to the point where it's at today has had its fair share of difficulties. It went from me and my sister-in-law was our first employee shoveling roofs up on Baldy Mountain in January to we've got a team of about 28 people full-time. It's a lot of work. So then it went from where do you put the nails in the shingle to what phone system do you use and what estimating software do you use and what trucks do you buy? And there's a lot of decisions that I had to learn how to make along the way. But it's been hard, but it's been satisfying and fulfilling to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to give a shout out to Skyrite Roofing and Gutters from my own personal experience. Yeah. I had my roof done by you last year, and it was seamless. It was a good experience, actually, because it's a little daunting to say, I'm going to invest in a new roof. Yeah. And working with Pete and others, it worked out very well, and I love my new roof.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's really.
I'm plugging for you.
It's thank you.
A personal thing.
That is really our goal. We are trying... Not even trying. I would say we're doing it. But our goal was to start and not be your typical contractor. There's a lot of fears about contractors, especially in Bonner County, Boundary County, Kootenai County. Like, man, there's a lot of contractors who take your money and run. And we really wanted to change the precedent of what a contractor is. And it's found us a lot of success because we do things right. We do them honestly. And we do them well.
I can attest to that.
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah, so that's our goal. We want to be someone that can be trusted. We are a contract that can be trusted. And there is a lot of apprehension. People have been screwed over by their contractors before, or they've had issues with their contractor before. And I won't lie, a roofing job is messy. It looks like a tornado blew through your yard for a few hours. But the finished product is something that we portray well and then execute on.
And stand behind.
Absolutely.
I think there's a really good guarantee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we want to honor our work, and we believe that we're going to do it right the first time. And if something wasn't done right the first time, we will make sure that it is fixed 100%. So we offer a lifetime warranty on our roofs for that reason. A lot of contractor friends that I know would say, that's ridiculous. Why would you ever do that? You're going to be paying for that for years. But the homeowner paid us already, so... If we did something wrong, then we got to fix it. So we tried not to do that, and we execute very, very well on that. But every once in a while, something happens. We got to make sure it's done right at the end.
Well, but just the materials, they wear out over time.
Absolutely. So there is exclusions to that. Your 25-year-old roof where all the shingle granules come off is not a defect of our work. It's your tires get bald.
Yeah.
You don't go back to your tire shop and be like, hey, I need new tires. They're bald. Yeah, sure, you can pay for them. But so the parts that we can cover, we cover. Mm-hmm. And then there's obviously exclusions to that.
So, Jorn, we've gotten a bit of your story. Yeah. Pete, what's your story?
Yeah, mine, I moved here to Sandpoint, I guess, 2013 with my family. I had twin daughters at the time. My wife was 7 months pregnant when we pulled into town, and we really arrived in town on a prayer, looking for a new home, and fell in love with Sandpoint. The people here, even with all the changes 13 years later and all the new people here, there's still that heart of community. We wanted to raise our kids in the woods. And so that was kind of one of the big things that brought us here. And when I first arrived, I got a job at the Coldwater Creek Wine Bar and a organic farm down in Sagal. So that was how enough to kind of put our toes to keep us here, found a place to rent up in Pondere. And since that time, I did Sandpoint Curry in a Hurry for many years.
Everyone loved that, by the way. And misses it.
I still actually, as I go around town, people are like, when are you going to start cooking curry again? And there's just not tons of time. I now have 4 kids, so that's one of the reasons. I still really enjoy cooking curry. I got into food because really one of the main things that drives me is community and people being together. And food is definitely something that draws us together in a way to share love. Mm-hmm. So, but then
Skyride parties at Pete's house are always great. You're almost guaranteed to get curry.
For those.
Yeah, and I'm sure music goes along with those.
Music is also a pillar of community and what draws us together. But, you know, actually doing it as a business, I spent a lot of time alone, probably too much time alone. So I was kind of happy to move on from that. Other jobs I did, construction stuff, a lot of construction. And then my wife and I started the Mycelium Collective and did a podcast together. But that idea was about expanding kind of community gatherings and connecting people both to local and international good works around the world. So, but I joined up with Skyrite back 2 summers ago. They needed a site supervisor to basically quality check and interact with customers. So I joined up and it was a part-time job. So I was continuing, I was working at a farm, doing other construction stuff, doing some podcast production. And then I would do Skyrite 3 days a week during that. And what I was really impressed with, there were a few times we were out there and we would be kind of re-roofing a place, one story in particular, and a storm blew in out of nowhere, just picked up and rain came in, half the roof's on, half the roof's off. And it's just like mayhem. Everybody comes off the roof and then they pack up and go because the rain just keeps coming. And we covered everything up, but then the owner comes out just as I'm about to leave, and they're like, I've got water pouring in to my garage. And so I go and take a look at it. And I call Chance, who is the head of production for us, and I'm like, okay, what do I do here? He says, you call this restoration company, you could do this, you could take all the steps to make sure it's right. You get the crew back up there to reseal up the roof while it continues to rain. And what it really spoke to me just about the commitment to the process all the way through, and that, like, yeah, it's not our fault that the rain came in, but it is something that we caused, as it were, by not covering the roof properly or whatever. But the commitment to whatever it costs, whatever it takes, we're going to set this right for the people we work for. And so from after that summer, I got a great education in speaking Spanish to some of our our crew members. And then Chance and Jorn asked me to stay on and basically develop this business development role for me, which has morphed pretty much monthly as we've grown so much. When I first joined, we were, 12 people? Something
probably
like that.
Yeah,
so
12,
now
13.
We're...
2 years ago?
Yeah,
oh,
two
really?
Summers ago. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, that raises the question for me. I know that it's tough for construction companies to find the help they need. How's that going for you, Jordan?
Yeah, it's so there's 2 parts of it. One, we are very picky. We hold the line on excellence. That's one of our core values, which means we do the same thing when we hire employees. We don't just hire and hope they work out. We are diligent about making sure those are the right hires. But yeah, I mean, call it about 3 years ago, you would make a job posting for a roofer, for example, something we're always hiring. You get 3 or 4 applicants, and 3 of them would be, no offense, like they're just stalkers of Walmart. Like, they don't have any relevant experience. To now, we've been making roofing posts all year, looking for different key members. We're getting 20, 30 applicants in a week.
No,
so the job market has changed
a lot. Yeah.
And I mean, not to pat ourselves on the shoulder, but I think we have built a reputation of being a great place to come to work. So we get a bunch of great referrals for employees that come on board. And our turnover is very low. We're now this month losing two of our employees that started with us. And one of them is my brother-in-law, and him and his wife are moving to Michigan. And one of the other employees he's found a great opportunity, and we're gonna kick him out the door. Like, go get it. But it's become easier because there's been a larger pool. But finding good employees is always hard. But it means you got to put the work in. We put a lot of effort into interviewing. There is a 2 or 3 interview process for an entry-level position, because we don't just talk to you for 5 minutes and give you $15 an hour and have you come on board. We will pay you really, really well, but you got to jump through those 3 hoops with us for sure.
It sounds like you have probably a very good training process also, so that the employee that you choose can feel confident in what the work they'll be doing.
Yeah,
and the philosophy that you've both expressed for Skyright Roofing and Gutters.
Yeah. I'm going to have Pete touch on what happened yesterday, but I would say from 3 years ago to today, our training process is phenomenal. I would say today our training process is not what we want it to be. We're always learning better, but like, what happened yesterday at the shop, Pete?
Yeah, so yesterday it was chucking rain, so we're trying to take advantage of those days where we can't really send guys out into the field and do a metal workshop, you know, because that's one of the trickiest things that we do with the metal roofing is the trim work, the cuts, the way they come together, not only for water tightness, but for aesthetic value as well. We've got a 2-day training coming up on the 10th and 11th for all of our metal crew. So we're really leaning into that. I mean, I think back to the culture of Skyright, there's really 3 things. We want to be the best place in town to work. We want to be the best company to hire to replace your roof. And we want to be what was the third one? Community, hire, and to invest in our community. And I get to do kind of a lot of the company culture stuff. So we do a lot of gatherings where we can get to know each other, bring our families together. Super fun. And you could definitely feel it. We did our quarterly all member meeting yesterday. And one of the things we went around, and at the end, at least 3 or 4 people said, I love coming to work here. I can trust everybody I work with. Mm-hmm. And so we really look for people who understand that we spend too much of our waking lives working, so it better be a good experience and we better be proud about
what we do. I think that a term I've heard years ago was right livelihood, a place that you can feel I'm in the right place and it's a livelihood for me, my family, whatever.
I like that.
Another aspect of Skyright Roofing and Gutters is your community engagement. Obviously, we've talked about the fact that you joined the KRFY underwriting team, which is, again, thank you very much. But you also do other kinds of things in the community. And one thing that's up right now is called the Roof Giveaway. Now, that is a unique approach. You can tell us about that if you'd like to.
Sure. For me and my wife, who are the owners, it's very important. We give back. We are servants. The Lord calls us to serve and to take care of others. And we wanted to make sure that we did that in different ways with Skyright. So sometimes that means it's an employee who has something going on with their family or personally, and we chip in. Sometimes that means that a nonprofit organization needs a sponsor, and we will step up and do that. And this is something we did last year, and we're doing again this year, and we're hoping to continue to do forever is a roof giveaway. So we take nominations, we look for somebody in need. Ideally, we're looking for somebody who also gives back. Last year, we had the chance to do a roof for somebody who works at the food bank. That was awesome because they need a helping hand while they're helping others on a daily basis. So we partner with some of our suppliers to limit some of that cost to us. We might as well use the Fortune 500 companies to help us out and foot some of the bill, but we will provide the labor. So we're looking for someone to replace a roof for this year for free. You know, honestly, one thing we talked about is next year this roof giveaway will probably be a roof for $1, because anything that's free seems to be very skeptical for people. So next year the free roof is going to cost $1. But yeah, we're looking for a roof. There's no set time for when we'll do it, but we're picking our nominations now and making that pick early in May. And then depending on what the homeowner schedule looks like at some point this summer, we'll be out there replacing the entire roof.
And so you said you're looking for someone who gives back to the community. Yeah. Could you be a little more specific? I mean, yeah, what are some of the criteria?
Yeah, so this year we're specifically looking at veterans, teachers, police department, fire department, people who work with nonprofits, just to kind of help us narrow it down. But that's et cetera, too. We haven't covered all the different ways that people can serve their community. But we're taking applications through this month, through April 30th, and then by May 11th, we'll announce the winner. And then from that point, we'll go and we'll sort out all the details and figure out when installation is.
Mm-hmm. And in looking at your flyer here, it's not just the folks that serve the community, but those that are might be facing financial hardships.
Yeah. We're really looking for somebody who needs it, somebody who this would make a big difference.
They're having health or family challenges right now.
Yeah.
And possibly need a new roof.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to tear off a 2-year-old roof and do it. It's that. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm
too much waste.
I'm sure, you know, it depends on how big a house is, but you're talking about a $20,000 or more.
I would say our average project, and this includes some of the higher end roofs, is $25,000 to $30,000. So obviously the company makes some profit when we charge that, so it won't quite cost us that, but depending on the roof, yeah, this will cost us $10,000 to $20,000 in hard costs we're happy to do.
But you're saving the person that's getting the roof $25,000, $30,000.
Yeah.
This is a major thing, guys. So I'll just do a shout out. Thanks.
Yeah.
Great what you're doing.
Very, very nice.
And I did see you working on that house last year. I think it was at Division Street, wasn't it?
Yeah. Right next to the soccer fields.
Because I think you had a sign out there that said that this was a donated thing. I thought, that's cool.
We're hoping to continue it every year and maybe even grow it.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, folks that are serving our community are in financial need because, you know, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Doesn't pay well.
Not always. And good job on that. And so how would someone either suggest someone or, you know, the process, how do they go and get there?
Yeah, so actually one of my jobs today is to get this actually up onto our website, so you could go to skywrite.com and fill out the form there. Right now, Facebook would be the place to go find Skywrite Roofing and Gutters. There'll be a post of the actual flyer and a QR code there. And you just click on that, and it'll take you to a very simple form, and you nominate someone and give a brief reason, and then we'll do the follow-up and talk to the person who nominated them, as well as the person who is nominated to kind of decide, make our final decision.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But I will say the same thing we say for our sales process. If you can't get to the QR code or you don't have Facebook,
there you go.
You can call us, send us a carrier pigeon, send office@skywrite an email, and we will fill out that form. We're trying to keep them all in the same spots. We don't lose track of them. But if you've got someone to nominate and you don't have the ability to get to one of our forms, call us, email us, and we'll make sure you're on that list.
And that phone number is?
208-597-0101.
And the website Skywrite is skyright.com.
Perfect.
Just so folks have that. Yeah. Well, we're going to run out of minute.
Did we ask them why they became? Did you tell us why you became underwriters?
I think we know.
Yeah, I know.
They like to support
you
the community.
You love us and you like the thought of community radio, but from your perspective.
Yeah, I think, that's one of my main roles is involvement in the community, finding things that are worth being a part of. And KRFY has been a consistent voice and a place of gathering. I know so many people around town who consistently listen to you. I tune in when I'm in the car at the right time. But we're working with like the Envision Center. We're doing a lot with Rotary. And I feel really grateful because it's been one of my main goals to be involved in community efforts. And so I'm really grateful for this job with Skywrite that I get to do that. And so we're grateful for what you guys do as well.
We sincerely appreciate your support.
Thank you so much.
And I'm going to do a shout out. If you're inspired to be charitable yourself as you're listening to these guys that are doing so much in our community, You can support KRFY if you go to our website, krfy.org, and click the donate button. You can give us a call at 208-265-2992. This is officially our membership drive or donor drive of the year. So it's a great time to come on board with KRFY in any amount that works for you.
Right. A lot of folks give a certain amount per month, which I think is painless. And a real easy way, you can do that right online at KRFY.org. There's a donate button. And
you can do a recurring donation of, you know, 10 or 20 bucks a month. Yeah. And that adds up for us. It helps a lot.
It really does. So we want to thank everyone who's donated so far this week. And tune in tonight. There'll be a two-hour special programming, we'll call it.
Yeah, from 5 to 7. And then on Sunday, we're having an open house up here at the studio from, I think it's from 1 to 4 p.m. We're at 323 North 1st Avenue. If you've never been here, you go up the stairs at 323 North 1st Avenue. We're one door down from Larson's. And there's going to be live music and food and probably libations. I don't know exactly what we're going to have, but it's
you may get your voice Sunday on the radio.
Yeah.
We'll bring you into the studio and have you talk on a microphone. Mm-hmm. But so Skyright Roofing and Gutters, Jorn. Rager.
Like I said, it's now officially Jorg. I'm going to the courthouse right after this.
That's right.
Sorry about that. Jorn, yeah. And Pete Hicks from Skyright Roofing and Gutters. Thanks so much for your support and for coming in today and giving us a great picture of your business philosophy that makes a difference in our community. And don't forget about the roof giveaway. What a fantastic thing you're doing with that.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Okay. We're going to hear a song by request by Pete Hicks. This is Queen. We are the champions of the world. Anything else you want to say before we go out for the day here, Chris?
I just want to say thanks for listening. And if it is a good time for you to donate, please consider doing that because KRFY appreciates all the donations and needs them.
There you go. Here's Queen. We are the champions of the world.